bad bird.
A couple of years ago, a guy approached me called Theo Donald, and he's a movie maker, and he said to me he wants to make a short clip about an interview or whatever about wine. So I said you can do it with me. And for many years I know his face. He's also a surfer, and we surf in the Strand we surf together for many years in the Strand, but I never knew him personally. He's a bit younger than me. So he started filming me, and 2 years later he was still filming me, and we made a documentary. So it's a documentary about wine, and it's a long story, but we made this documentary about wine. And then some filmmaker in America visited South Africa. They were looking for opportunities in South Africa, and then they approached us, and I showed them the film, and they got super excited, and they said to us, we want you guys in Hollywood as soon as possible. So I phoned up to Donald and I said, these guys are going to fly us out to Hollywood. So a few weeks later, we were sitting on a plane. We arrived in Los Angeles. We stayed. They booked us in a nice hotel, which was amazing. And then we had these screenings where they organized like investors and like all these movie people that came to the screening, and we would show the film, and they would discuss possibilities on how to create a wine channel for people like Netflix or whatever. And we were totally out of our comfort zone. We had a screening in Beverly Hills, in this guy's house, this mansion of a house. We had a screening in Sunset Boulevard, which is the street, the famous street in Hollywood. There's a wine shop where we had one screening, which was amazing. And then also at the studio where these guys, their studio. But the bottom line is, each screening we had, I was the center of attention because I was in the film. And Theo Donald was the producer, and he didn't get so much attention than me. So his uncle always got super confused when he spoke about Brad Pitt. So he would always say Pat Bird instead of Brad Pitt. And then Theo Donald started to call me Pat Bird because I was like now the movie star. But as a joke, obviously. And my importer in America, his name is James Clark. He flew in from Chicago to join us in this adventure of showing this film to all these people. And so we were like a trio, and we enjoyed it. We had such a lot of fun. They gave us a orange Jeep Wrangler to drive. So it's like, and we surfed Malibu, and we surfed trestles, and it was just like a crazy 3 days. Oh, sorry, 3 days. Crazy 10 days in Hollywood. So when we came back, I thought I want to dedicate a wine to that. And my importer, he loves Petit Verdot. And he asked me, for many years he's been asking me, can you bottle me a straight Petit Verdot? And here we had this great story, we had a good name. So it's a straight Petit Verdot from Stellenbosch, the Blauwklippen Road. It's actually a combination between three different Petit Verdots, one on the Helderberg, the higher slopes, one from Firgrove, and one from the Blauwklippen Road. It's was in old oak, so no new oak on the wine. The label is got this Hollywood star on it with the Pat Bird sign, and then you'll see the sort of almost like it's like a spray stencil thing in the middle of me, Theo Donald, and James Clark. Okay, that's Pat Bird.